Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the YCLA Magazine Radio Show. I am your host, Kerr Trina Dalway, and thank you, as always, for joining us on today, me along with my special guest to offer enlightening expert advice on how to continue to improve our lives in helping us to achieve and overcome our goals or our purpose in life. And so we're always delighted to offer that to you. And of course, you know, YCLA Magazine stands for You Can Live Again. You know, I'm an advocate for pushing through those obstacles, pressing through those big blocks that we typically tend to allow to get in our pathway, whether it's situations in our life, people, stumbling blocks, you know, finances, no matter what it is. I strongly believe that you can live again. So we're excited about our guests that are coming on. They're going to be, we have one actress, Katie Maloney. She's going to be talking about, you know, how she made it to where she is. You know, I always want you to speak with people who literally plateaued out, you know, where they finally arrived at their desired purpose in life. And so we'll be talking with Kate Maloney of Vanderpump Rules. We'll also be talking with a wonderful author who has graced us with his presence on today. I'm always delighted to speak with our authors because, you know, it takes a lot to write a book. It's even more powerful when you apply so much time to telling a story to enrich other people's lives. And so we're very excited to have author Vishwas Dhaneria join us on today. And just a little heads up on Vishwas, he has an instruction on life. Life comes with an instruction manual, and we can't live a crazy, chaotic life, you know. And his book outlines practical tips for personal growth, sharing anecdotes from his own journey. He helps readers realize how to achieve their innermost goals, and so we're so delighted to have him join us on today. And so now before we do that, we are going to speak with the wonderful, lovely Miss Katie Maloney. We just introduced Katie right before we talked about the wonderful Vishwas Dhaneria, who will be joining us shortly after we speak with Katie. But Katie has once again charmed millions of weekly viewers with her magnetic personality and relatability. And so we're just excited to have her join us on today. Welcome, Katie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I've been hearing a lot of great things about you. And just so you know, YCLA Magazine Radio Show stands for You Can Live Again. It empowers people to get back up, whether we've, you know, pulled ourselves down, whether others pulled us down, where even if there's been some physical handicaps, you can get up, you can live again, you can walk in purpose, you can walk in destiny. And that's why I love talking to celebrities. I love talking to executive CEOs, authors, because you all have made it, and it takes a lot to stay focused. And so that's the reason why I love talking with you all, because you'll always have a story about, you know, how you got to where you are. No matter what, no matter how small or big, I'm what it matters. Every little nugget is important to our daily living. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, 100%. I think it's a beautiful theory. Absolutely.
Well, Katie, you're doing Vanderpump Rules, but, you know, I'm sure you've done so much more in reference to making those steps in the right direction. And you started off, of course, wanting to act, you know, so far as once you finally made it into that career. What inspired you?
Oh, gosh. As far as acting, I mean, from a really young age when I started doing those school plays when you're in elementary school with all your classmates. And I just thought it was so much fun to entertain and perform and be on stage. I'm not really much of an attention whore, we'll call it, but I just felt like I found such like a rush in it. So I, you know, begged my mom to get me into, you know, theater camps and, you know, after school, extracurricular stuff or drama, you know, in high school. And so I just knew from a really young age, like one day I'm going to move to Hollywood and I'm really going to, you know, go for it and chase it down, you know. So I did it and it was great. But, you know, after a while, it can be really debilitating, you know, constant rejection, constant, you know, always having to be one step ahead of everyone else and, you know, acting it can be very subjective.
So Katie, that's a really good point. You know, I even talked to my daughter, you know, it's something that you have to practice now, you know, as it relates to class. Why wait until you get behind and then you want to play catch up? If you're always trying to be a step ahead of the game instead of you trying to catch up, you know, it follows you. Does that make sense? And so you practice excellence. That's part of this being ahead of the game is practicing excellence. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, 100%. But it is exactly what it is. It's practice. So, you know, practice makes perfect, but it's really hard to, you know, maintain your esteem and, you know, your confidence and conviction while trying to be excellent. You know, it can be very debilitating at times.
Yes. And that's good that you're being real about that, because it can bring on other things where, you know, distractions, you know, and it attracts sometimes things that you don't want it to attract, you know.
Of course.
I believe that we always get tested too, Katie, you know, do we really, really mean, and are we really serious about what it is we want to do? And helping yourself say no, either eventually or right then and there to those things, really continues to take you to the next step, you know. But because you don't know what's on the other end anyway, so you got to learn how to say no eventually to those things, right?
Of course, but also being open to say yes to things that maybe you thought you might say no to, you know. I mean, I think being in, I'll call it the land of opportunity, you know, you find yourself in situations and with opportunities that present themselves that you're like, what, how did I, you know, like working at a restaurant and getting on a TV show. I mean, I didn't work at the restaurant to be on a TV show. So being open and, you know, trusting yourself to make the right decisions when they're presented to you is also part of that, I think.
Yeah, you know, and it when you say that, you know, you know you're at a restaurant and then, you know, you get noticed, you know. The law of attraction is a very serious thing. And a lot of what you put into your passion, it circles back around to you some kind of way without you even looking at it, because you've already put that effort in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you've almost earned it anyway because of all the effort that you put into it. And so all of a sudden this boomerang comes and you're like, whoa, gosh,
exactly.
It paid off odd, but it sure did pay off, you know?
Exactly. Like this maybe wasn't what I was talking about, but you know what? This is it. So I got to take it.
Yeah. So being that, you know, YCLA stands for You Can Live Again, you know, with, you know, the steps that you've taken, you know, the detours, you know, even, what would you encourage our viewers to do in pursuing their destiny, no matter what age they are? What's your encouragement to them?
Well, I mean, something that I really learned for myself is just having a really strong sense of self-assurance or, you know, integrity, conviction, all those things, and staying true to yourself and how you feel and perceive the world around you and those situations, that as long as you are doing, you know, or saying whatever it is, that you're saying that it's coming from a place that's 100% authentic. So, like, it's really easy to say, oh, stay true to yourself, but really that's what it is, you know, like staying close to your roots and staying close to the person that you know the best, which is yourself, and trusting that.
Mm-hmm. That is powerful. And so that belief system comes back into play every time.
Oh, yes. It's every day.
That belief system. Yeah. Well, you know, we have truly enjoyed our wonderful magnetic personality, Katie Maloney. And you can always see Katie on Vanderpump Rules at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, right? And they are now in season 3. And thank you so much, Katie, for joining us. And we just look forward to seeing you again.
Well, thank you. It was such a pleasure.
Absolutely. YCLA loves you, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And so there you've heard from Katie. You know, that belief system, she said some really powerful things. I mean, she really came on strong with knowing what she wanted. Then in knowing what she wanted, you had to stay focused. And then while you're being focused, those distractions do come, but you have to know to get back on track. And so we're just, you know, really glad that she came on. And you know, you may sway a little bit, get back on. Things like this happen, you know. And so without further ado, we are really delighted to have Vishwas Dhaneria, our third guest, on today. He has a book called Life Concepts, and it's an life instruction manual, you know. In his own words, he says, you have the power to live a happy, successful life that's not dependent, on others. Oh, my gosh. So without further ado, thank you so much, Vishwas, for joining us on today.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
Absolutely. And so I am really, you know, you have the power to live a happy, successful life that's not dependent on others. Obviously, your thought process is in Life Concepts, your new book that you have out. How did you come to this thought process?
Yeah, sure. So basically, like all the other people, I used to live the life from the external point of view. I used to find the happiness and success in the external people, in the external world. But I think I also have a lot of interest in understanding the life. So after completing all the research and understanding the life from the different angles, so I reached to the conclusion that happiness comes from inside.
Wow.
Not outside.
Wow. So with all of that being said, there are so many people out there, Vishwas, that are being pulled down by others, period. So how are you able to encourage them to stop allowing people to discourage them?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I think this is a very common problem that I think every person faces in his or her life, you know. So basically, there is another basic concept of the life that I think every person should understand. So basically, you can look at the life from two point of view. One is either you are a social being, or second, you are an individual being. So most of the time, when we live our life, we try to live from the social being point of view. We always try to focus like how to live with the people, what other people will think about me, you know, how to live happily with them. But if you try to understand the natural concept, every person is individual. They are not social beings. Every individual has his own desires, own beliefs, own thought process. So I think ultimately we are social beings, that's fine. But we need to understand that we should not forget ourselves, you know, because we are individual beings. So if every person realizes that he is individual, then definitely he will also try to give the importance to himself, and he will realize what is the happiness for him. So, yeah.
Wow. My question then is life concepts. How can we get the life concepts book? Can we get it off of Amazon?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble. It is also available on my own website, lifeconcepts.info. Yeah, it's
get it from lifeconcepts.info. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this is truly, I'm going to get your book. I'm going to call your PR people and tell them I want that book. Because, you know, I really, really believe strongly in this, you know, knowing when you really tap into truth in you, your belief system, there's a greater power that believes in us, and I believe that. And when you tap into that, you know, to me, you become unstoppable. You become almost like a superhuman, in my opinion. Wouldn't you agree? And when I say, let me say this. Let me make sure I say, when I say superhuman, definition-wise, I mean just not the average thought process. Where things are, you just become complacent with whatever is acceptable in life. In other words, if someone says you can't do it based on their facts, then you believe what that person says can't be done, whether it's in the encyclopedia, whether it's in the, you know, expert manual. But I just believe when you really tap into your inner strength, I just believe all things are possible in powerful way. I guess, I get what you're saying. And so to our listening audience, we are talking again with Vishwas Denarius. Please, so that you will really get really good understanding from what he is really about here, true, providing a template for your life. Please, like me, go to his website, lifeconcepts.info or amazon.com, and purchase his book. It's life-changing. And Vishwas, thank you so much for joining us on today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So there you have it. Listen, take this seriously. These people, they know what's going on. They've experienced it. That's why I want them on, because they can help us take things to the next level. Listen, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me on the YCLA Magazine radio show. Got some really great things happening in the future. And join us again next week. Thank you. Take care, and God bless.
Yes, sure. Thank you. Bye.